It just reacts and Thorhane intervenes or Anax intervenes. It's absolutely mind-blowing. So yes, it is possible that you have a benevolent star family or some you know. The Orion Council of Five, because they are based in Orion. They are very benevolent. Not every Inu is bad in Orion. The Council of Five is also, they have generated this program of repairing the human Inu. So they abduct a lot for a good purpose people, especially children, and they repair the DNA dots. They put a tracker to monitor the person, and they're going to let this person live their lives. That's it, that's done. They won't bother a person anymore. And that's what you probably have, I suppose. Q. Are there societies in parts of the Pleiades beside Taigatu and Alcyon like Maya or Electra, for instance? Yes, there are, and they are not interacting with the affairs of Earth, although they have starseed programs. Yes, there are different civilizations in the Pleiades, but they are quite discreet and not involved with us, so that's why we don't talk about them too much. Fear, why is it important to refuse fear? Why is it that important? I'm going to show you something. 469. The emotional frequency chart. This thing, look at the hertz. You have the hertz and what Theta responds to and the emotional state it provokes to you. So the dark ones are broadcasting a lot lower frequency. The EMF a lot of frequencies on low at low 175 hertz to make clock you down, to stop you to evolve in higher frequency and raise frequency. It's very very simple. Look at this chart. You have down below between 1 to 20 hertz you have the frequency of shame. And what you feel is humiliation. I'm not talking now on binaural beats, which are something different. Binaural beats are nothing to do with that, the alpha, beta, gamma range. Then you have 30 hertz guilt frequency and what you feel blame. Then you have 50 hertz apathy. What you feel is despair, depression. These are all destructive energy, have nothing to do with energy, but the emotional state generates an energy change. The frequency is going to trigger emotion. Emotion is going to change your energy field. 75 hertz grief, you're going to have lots of regrets for stuff. 100 hertz fear, anxiety. You're feeling anxious, and that's the tool of the dark ones. 125 hertz desire. But the bad desire, the craving, the addiction. 150 hertz the anger. You're gonna feel hate, you're gonna want to just kill everyone and argue with everyone, divide and conquer. 175 hertz pride frequency. You feel scorn that people score at you and you will want to scornate everyone, like saying you're crap and I feel like crap everybody, you feel paranoid. At 200 we switch into strong creative energy. 200 hertz courage affirmation. 470. So now all the lower disruptive frequencies, it is not all the frequencies between 175 and 1, it is not all of them, it is just these numbers, because you have for instance 111 hertz which is the earth energy which is fantastic. You have 40 hertz the Schumann resonance that is fantastic as well. You have frequencies that are good. So it's not all the frequencies in between them, no no. It's just these numbers, these specific numbers. You may find some in between that are very beneficial. Keep that in mind. 200 hertz courage, affirmation is what you feel. 250 hertz neutrality, you trust yourself, you feel empowered. 310 hertz willingness. You feel optimistic and hopeful. 350 hertz frequency of acceptance, forgiveness. 400 hertz reason and understanding. And then you have 500 hertz, love and reverence. 540 hertz, joy, serenity, sorry. 600 hertz, peace and bliss. 700 hertz and 1000 hertz, enlightenment. You feel ineffable. And in between these frequencies, of course, there are others. But these are samples, these specific numbers samples of what you need to know now. It's very easy to then counteract the broadcasting of the destructive frequencies by raising frequencies, by meditation, feeling peaceful, feeling secure, empowered. And you know the Galactic Federation is broadcasting high frequency onto Earth in an Earth grid, to empower us to counteract the effect of the lower frequency that are broadcast onto us. Then you can buy tuning forks. The one I like is this one, 4096 Hz. See, this is crystal activator. Normally you can buy this rubber thing, where you bang them. But I like to bank them on something else. 4096 crystal activator is activator. It's going to activate the crystal in your DNA, inner bones. I rather activate them on this someone, brought me that from Nepal door, and I think that's absolutely is above so below. There is so many messages in this anyway, the sound are different. I love it. So 4096, I use it like incense, like to raise the frequency in the room around me, like, and brush my aura with it. It's very handy. I have always in my pocket or in my handbag, it goes everywhere I go. I have another one which I use a lot. It is DNA repair and the heart as well. So was 528 Hz. Thizen, you use it on your thymus, pineal gland, or in your spine behind. You can also do an ear and theotha. I have many other ones. But that's my two that I like. Q. Hi, I was traveling last week the day before the equinox, and I was hit with a supercharged energy blast, 100 times more times more than the typical resonating vibes that sent chills and goosebumps. So the thing is to know if this blast, how do you feel after? Did you feel empowered or did you feel dispossessed of your energy like veg? That's two different things. If you felt like hit and bad afterwards, like with no energy, you are attacked. Maybe you are done good work, that's a sign that do you're doing good work and you are doing a work that is very beneficial for humanity, keep it up. 471. If afterwards you feel you felt way better, well, it was maybe some benevolent people, entity or galactics or spirit guides who were just signing you a gift. So I would have these two explanations. In the two cases it's good. Even if you are attacked, that means you're doing the right thing. Q. Some energetics in the US for tuning forks? Yes, in the US it's a good site to buy tuning forks. About the Galactic Federation, what the Galactic Federation wants. If they are here to save us, that means it's not a good thing. They're not here to save us. If they were to save us, we wouldn't do the job ourselves, and they would take the power away from them. They do not want that. They are working hard. They have been working hard behind the scenes to empower us, to entice us to raise for ourselves. And everyone who tells you, oh, you're gonna be saved, that's psyops. You're not going to you. We are helped. We are really helped, but because I mean against the reptilians or the Nepu Empire, we haven't a chance technologically. So they helped us. They gave us the technology, because the Galactic Federation of Worlds work for balance. They give balance, and I invite you to read the Prime Directive. They speak about that balance. Give everyone a chance, that's very important. So they will give. It's like they did the same on Mars to the Martian resistance. They trained them as they trained us. They gave them weapons, technology that they are able to take back their planet themselves. And you know, recently I've been speaking with a very wise man, William Watkins. William explained very well what Thorhan has told me. Thorhan told me, people need to see the face of Evelyn, who his allies are. This is the only way we can evolve. We cannot vanquish an enemy, we are not aware of an enemy. We don't know who he is and where he hides. So this is our own fight, and as William Watkins was saying, we need to see, to knowville, to be able to move on, to evolve. We need to know the good and evil. And that's what we are seeing at the moment. We are being shown what evil was hiding on Earth. We are being shown this evil. And we need to face it, to overcome it, and we are overcoming it. The beast is dying. But one thing, who has seen the Lord of the Rings? Remember Gandalf on the Bridge of Khazad Dûm? The dwarves had dug so deep into the earth by greed that they woke up an evil, greater than all other evils. They woke up a demon from the ancient world. The Balrog. And our heroes, they can fight it. So they're running, getting out of the undergrounds. And there's a bridge, and a demon is after them. The bridge needs to be cut. So Gandalf, The magician, the druid, tells his friend to go, and he's going to cut the bridge. So that's the famous quote, "You shall not pass," and he bans bridge with his stuff and he fights the demon. And Gandalf has no fear. Please everyone watch this scene. It's what's happening now. Gandalf has no fear. Because he has no fear, he has power, and the bridge collapses and the demon falls into the abysses. But then, this is the lesson. The lesson is note 8, the lesson is when as wise as is as powerful and legible as he is, Gandalf turns his back, thinking the beast is in the process of falling into the abyss. It goes towards his end, it won't go up ever again, it's falling, it's that it's going to die. And this is where we are now. Do not turn your back, the beast, although is in defeat with no way back. He's still not dead. You need to keep on fighting. Finish the job. Because in the Lord of the Ring movie, in this scene Gandalf turns his back and the beast had a very long tail, and as the beast is falling the tail flies up and wraps itself around Gandalf, and bring him down into the abysses with him. 472. As long as the beast is not super dead, keep on fighting, do not turn your back. Thinking the lighters won, not yet. We are not yet finished. There's been the agreement on Jupiter, we know the beast is falling into the abyss. So we are just preparing. We preparing now the new world, but we need to finish the job. Be still vigilant. It's not over. Look at everything that's happening on Earth. Yes, the beast is agonizing, but it's still not over. So keep on fighting for truth and for sovereignty, for freedom, for independence, your personal independence. Because it all starts at an individual level, everything strength and sovereignty within, reconnecting with who you truly are, whether you are from here or from the stars. We're all child of the stars, because we're all made with stardust. We are all children of Source, we're all parcels of Source, and we are all equals, and in this equality there is power. Reconnect with who you truly are. You are wonderful, magnificent beings. And with the power of love for yourself, you will heal yourself. You see this orb just passed just here, you will heal yourself, and when you heal yourself, there is no more conflict with yourself. You find peace, and in peace the channel opens to your higher self, and in peace with yourself you are in peace with others, and with the world and the universe, and when they are, there is peace there, is flow there, is sovereignty, and there is the future earth that is here. Q. Plant seeds wherever you go, very wise. Q. What about the light language? The light language is not a language properly speaking. Light language is sound, modulated by emotions and intentions. It's a universal language. You don't need to make sounds, or weird sound to speak light language. I can show you something. Anax speaks light language. I speak light language with the trees, the fairies. If you open your heart, the light language doesn't come from ear, throat, or from here, mind. It comes from here, heart, if you open your heart. I will show you a light language without talking, if you open your heart. I will tell you something in light language. Listen with your heart and your energy field. She is sending emotions, without speaking. This is light language. Light language use the quantum concept of binding heart to heart, a connection. This is one of the way of expressing light language. Maybe some of you didn't get it, maybe some did. Dean, I felt that, yes. You felt it, that's it. You didn't hear it, you felt it. You felt my message, that's light language. Also can carry it by, as I did, by quantum energy, quantum resonance. You can also use sounds. Watch me video in the caves or my video in the church on my YouTube channel. There's another Ona calling, that's light language. The video in the caves I did with my friend Carmel, that was light language. My message was, I adore and honor the powerful, beautiful beings you are. And I carried the concept of honoring your beauty, carrying my ethereal words on love and sending the protection of light. That was my message. You know, light language is concepts and coded concepts, feelings, visions, words. So that is what it is. 473. Q. Will we meet our space brothers soon? We are meeting them already, They are here since the 1940s. I suppose you say Space Brothers talking about the Galaxy Federation, Council of Five and the Andromedan Council. Yes, we are meeting them. They are here already since 1940s. They came back. So they are here already and we're already in contact with them. So we are meeting them regularly. They are here among us, and some really look so much like us, like all the Centauri systems and Talon, some breed of Ahilibrids. They're all here. Sometimes you may go for a walk or shopping or wherever and you don't know the one beside you is one of them. But I will tell you a secret, many of us are inside these avatars. We are aliens. So then. Q. What William Watkins was saying about Jesus not wanting to be worshipped, reminded me of Althor. This is very important. Thank you for saying this. Humanity of Earth have been groomed to kneel and to be slave and to think they're shite and to think they are, they need to worship people that are better than them. What the Galactic Federation teaches is that we are all equals. They do not want us to kneel. They do not want us to worship them as gods. They are always say we are people like you, just born somewhere else and from another culture. We have a different technology, and then? We are beings like you, we are equals. Do not worship us. Why would you do that? That's what they teach us. But of course the Vatican and the Catholic Church, they have groomed people to worship and kneel and feel like crap, and like you are born with sins and stuff like that. No. We are so magnificent. We are as powerful and as beautiful as them, the Space Brothers and Sisters. So yes, Jesus was carrying the same message as Valthor, as Thorhan, as all of them. Find God within. We're all the parcel of God, Source. You know, I received so many emails of encouragement and people whose life have changed, free themselves. I found back their sovereignty and that motivates me so much to keep on doing my mission. I think I should really read this email, because it's something quite impressive. Someone who thanked me, because this person had the courage to change job, because this person found back her own sovereignty. She didn't want, she said, I did not want the at the government office, so I would have to give my consent to testing at their discretion. And worst of all, classes on the benefits of the brainwashing indoctrination. It was the final straw that broke the camel's back, my back. Your videos and messages have held me together to take that step work past my fears. This over in and make myself happy, and free. The video to awaken my true light body. Self made me realize on a very deep level. That I have never felt before that I am not my body or my thoughts, feelings or ideas. I am a beautiful shiny sparkling light body. I always thought that this was true. Booty didn't really fully understand what I was saying. Now I feel it. I know it, this is me, a shining light body. This changes everything. She thanks me and then she says. I still feel the fear poke at me. But I am letting it go. I have listened to a video on rising Kundalini so many times that now I hear your voice saying let it go. And she goes on with thanking me. I cried, this person would recognize herself but I cried. When I receive messages like this, and I receive a lot, but this one was exceptional, I am so proud of you. I'm just a cheerleader, honestly, that's what I do, cosmic cheerleader. I should have uniform. Yeah, that's what I am. Go, go, humans. Go, humans. Yeah? Go, go, you're strong. Yes, you're sovereign. Yes, humans. That's what I do, that's my job. 474. Situation update. I want to end this by something wonderful Thorhan told me last night. Alex Collier knows about this, because he has been the only one whom I told this. Now you will all know. Last night I was taken by Thorhan to visit the Zeni mothership. I didn't stay there long, just 10 minutes of what I experienced as 10 minutes. Oh my god. I could totally understand what Alex was saying by this feeling of not wanting to go back in the battlefield, because once you're the density and frequency are so high, and you feel so good. You feel expanded and you feel right, it's where belong, Even if I had nothing in common with the Zenny, nothing. But it's this kind of you-kno feeling. You feel who you are. You feel you are this empowered beautiful being, and you know that when you are going to go back to Earth, you'll feel constricted in this body and you need to fight through the shade. So yeah, when you're about to leave, you go like, makes a face, and I was and I did that. And Thorhan said, well, in this galaxy there are so many beautiful places, amazing places. You cannot see them all. The perfect moments are like this. There are so many perfect moments in this universe, you cannot live them all. You can just leave a few of them. But the few perfect moments you will have experienced, you take them in your heart, you keep them in your heart. And throughout the darkest darkness they will be the little stars that will shine on your way, to show you the path. Be brave. We are nearly there. I am very proud of you, you're doing such a good job. I love you. See you next week. 475, the 5th of October 2021, Q&A, AI what is that? https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=OX5BPQS5Q There are a lot of misconceptions and scare tactics about what the term AI encompasses truly. This term is employed to qualify things which are sometimes completely irrelevant to each other. Due to ignorance and purposed misinformation, the word AI is often misused. We will go through all the points together, in order to draw the complete picture. Tonight we will together try to understand this big word that is in the mouth of everyone at the moment, AI, what is it? But before, as every Tuesday, I am going to talk about books that I've liked. Before introducing to you these books, I am going to read an excerpt of a book I told you about last time, which is this one, The Gods of Eden by William Branley. There is a lot of work and wisdom in this book, and I would like to share with you some of this with a little bit of this wisdom, something quite interesting. It is natural for people to wonder how they might be able to improve the world around them. A widespread misconception is that to be effectively a person must either be rich, a politician or a saint. The truth is one can successfully take responsibility for oneself, and for one fellow humans from exactly where one is without greatly disrupting one's life or livelihood. One may begin doing this gradually by first improving one's own life. Then by giving help to family and friends where it is wanted. Then by joining or starting groups with laudable social goals. And finally by pursuing a sense of direct personal responsibility for the human race. It is important that more people begin this process. As history has clearly shown, if you do not create your own surroundings, someone else is going to create them for you. As you may not like what you get. The first thing that people can do to bring about human freedom is to become aware of all of the small freedoms that have expanded upon them in our world. There is a great deal of emphasis on broad and gigantic social, political and spiritual freedoms. But many people find it difficult to exercise even the smallest freedoms, such as simply expressing a fact of our opinion in a social circle. The irony is that broad sweeping freedoms really exists, so that people may enjoy all of the small freedoms that make existence worthwhile. One can begin enjoying those small freedoms, simply by exercising them. As more and more people begin to do this, freedoms for all will expand. It therefore follows that sacrificing smaller freedoms in the name of achieving broader freedoms will actually cause all freedoms to be lost. I really recommend this book. The first book I really like is this one by Dr. Michael Saller, Antarctica's Hidden History. This book is really eye-opening on what has been going on in Antarctica with the Dark Fleet and all the agreements made with the governments, the secret parts of the governments and the breakaway German civilization. How did they get there, and especially how all the industrials got involved in Antarctica and all the secret programs revolving around the Dark Fleet and the settlement of this breakaway civilization in Antarctica, who were at the start from the Nazis' party and then they became of their own and working side by side with reptilians. Everything is really detailed in this book, and it really opened my mind. And now that Antarctica has been freed, so you can really appreciate what was liberated, What was there before? To me, Michael Salah is the most professional researcher. I know, because he really sticks to fact, 476, and he's going to research something and have 100 proofs before claiming it. So it's really important. I recommend this book, if you want to know what was going on in Antarctica before it was liberated and how everything came about into existence. Len Carson, Dark Fleet. And if you want to really expand your knowledge a little bit more about it, what's the Dark Fleet? I can recommend this one, Dark Fleet. This book is by Len Carson. Len Carson has done a very good job. So I reckon recommend this work on the Dark Fleet. It's a reference book. It's well illustrated, it's very comprehensive, it's very good. Tuning the Human Biofield by Eileen Dame-McCusick. The third book I will recommend now is something totally different. I told you about last time the different frequencies that are helping you to evolve, lift your frequency, lift your energy field into a higher density, a higher frequency of existence. There is a book that really helped me understand just the science of sound. It's extremely comprehensive and extremely well depicted. I made even copies for myself of all the drawings she does with all the chakras explanations. I really recommend this book. Situation updates. I'm going to do some updates, but before doing these updates I'd like to talk about a little bit AI. The war in the star system and to liberate Earth is going very well. Since the Jupiter agreements have been made, all the logistic is being set up in space between the Earth Alliance, just the Space Command and the Galactic Federation. Space stations are being built in orbit of Earth. The technology regarding to medical science, medical technology and a lot of different things are being built on the Moon. There's a lot of workforce going on the Moon. Legal paid people for the first time. The era of slavery is over. The ICC and the Dark Fleet crap, it's over. So this technology has been built on the Moon and it will be accessible on Earth in a little while. I tell you why, for two reasons. First, you know, technology takes time to be built, and things like med beds, many med beds are already available on Earth. I do not know where, but I know for instance in Holland there's a hospital who does them. There's many places in the world. Well, now they are being supplied slowly, slowly. It's coming. It's a whole infrastructure that needs to be adapted. So my bed's area available. There's a long list of waiting, but it's getting better. There are more beds on the Moon, but these ones are first. It's coming more to Earth, but for the moment they are more firstly used to heal rescued people, slaves and children and hybrids, who really first need that rather than us, who are okay. These first, they're worse than us. Well, you know, the war on the underground air is still going on. It's still going on. They're still now nearly close to 5% to be liberated. So we're getting there, and the Earth Alliance is doing such a great job, boys and girls. Really grateful. So in the midst of all of this, the Galactic Federation has been tracing all the frequency keys of the portals. The solar system. Our star system is shielded by a huge sphere of plasma and high frequency shield. The Galactic Federation did that for us. Then no one can come in, no one can come out without their authorization to open a hole in it and allow you no passing. The thing is, Thegras have been, well, the reptilians as well, but now the reptilians are gone, yes. Now the Greys, Theorian group, the Nepu, they are leaving, but you know, the Nepu have a different set of mind. They, 477, have a hive consciousness, and that is what I'm going to talk about in the AI presentation. They have a hive consciousness. The Nepu, the Orion group and their Zeta, they have both their hive consciousness in the Zeta Reticuli system. There are many, many, many different species, cultures I would say, and so not all are bad. Well, regressive. But the regressive ones, those we call the Zeta Reticuli, the small greys, these ones, they have their own hive consciousness, but most of them have been enslaved to the Nepu, the Orion group, the Dominion. The Ibn have done that. The Ibn inherit all greys from Betelgeuse, who are master in genetics and on all these things, and they have enslaved the small greys from Zeta Reticuli. So finally these small greys from Zeta Reticuli have been enslaved to the Nepu. They have then been recalibrated to the Nebu Hive consciousness, which is in the Orion Nebula. I'm going to talk about that later anyway.